Ticks prove resilient to extreme temps. Mega Doctor News. By Washington State University. Newswise, Pullman, Wash. With tick season upon us, the risk of Lyme disease becomes a pressing concern. Interestingly, recent discoveries indicate that these minuscule arachnids are even more resilient than previously believed by scientists. According to a recent study published in Ecological Monographs, blacklegged ticks, Ixodes scapularis, have shown remarkable resilience in surviving extreme temperature conditions in their natural environment. Previous laboratory research indicated that ticks would succumb to short periods of intense heat or cold. However, the analysis conducted by Washington State University suggests that this is only true for larval ticks, while nymph and adult ticks exhibit greater endurance and can withstand hot and cold conditions with minimal impact. Ultimately, the ticks perish due to energy depletion rather than temperature effects. These findings have significant implications for understanding the transmission of Lyme disease and other diseases carried by ticks. By better understanding the survival mechanisms of ticks, researchers can gain valuable insights into the factors influencing the spread of vector-borne pathogens. Jesse Brunner, the lead author of the study and an associate professor of biological sciences at Washington State University, shared that their expectations were challenged by the study's results. He mentioned, "We thought we would see some evidence that if there was a very dry period, all the ticks might be at a greater risk of dying. However, contrary to their assumptions, only the larvae were affected by heat in dry conditions. Surprisingly, cold weather had even less impact on the ticks' survival." Brunner expressed his fascination, stating that the ticks somehow managed to hunker down and survive great during adverse environmental conditions. These findings highlight the remarkable resilience and survival strategies employed by ticks, providing researchers with valuable insights into their ability to persist in challenging environments. Blacklegged ticks have gained notoriety as carriers of pathogens responsible for a range of diseases, with Lyme disease being the most prevalent vector-borne illness in North America. Surprisingly, these ticks have expanded their geographical range substantially in recent years, spreading across the eastern United States and Midwest. This expansion has challenged prior assumptions about their preferred habitats. Although climate change is considered a contributing factor, scientists have not yet definitively determined why ticks thrive in certain regions while remaining rare in others. Understanding the complex factors influencing tick abundance and distribution is crucial for effectively managing and mitigating the risks associated with tick-borne diseases. Ongoing research aims to unravel the intricate interplay between climate, habitat, host populations, and other ecological factors to shed light on the dynamics of tick distribution and prevalence. Recognizing the need to fill the knowledge gap surrounding tick distribution and survival, the U.S. Department of Defense allocated funding to Jesse Brunner and a team of collaborators from the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies. Their objective was to conduct an extensive field study, on an unprecedented scale, across three military bases situated along the U.S. East Coast. This ambitious project involved placing over 9,000 ticks in soil core enclosures, allowing the researchers to closely monitor their survival and development over a span of 3 years. By systematically observing the ticks' response to various climatic conditions, the team collected valuable data that will contribute significantly to our understanding of tick ecology and their ability to thrive in different environments. This research endeavor is expected to enhance our knowledge of tick-borne disease dynamics and aid in the development of more effective preventive strategies. The research conducted by Brunner and his team indicates that although extreme weather conditions might not have as significant an impact on tick mortality as initially believed, they do affect the tick's food consumption rate. Specifically, hotter weather causes ticks to deplete their energy reserves more rapidly. Consequently, the time window for ticks to encounter a suitable host for feeding becomes shortened. This effect was particularly pronounced in the case of tick larvae. The study revealed that when exposed to frequent periods of hot and dry weather, the median survival times of tick larvae were nearly halved. These findings underscore the vulnerability of tick larvae to the challenges posed by climate conditions, potentially influencing their ability to find and feed on hosts. Understanding these dynamics can aid in predicting tick population fluctuations and the associated risks of tick-borne diseases, as well as inform strategies for mitigating their impact. In addition to the effects of weather conditions on tick mortality, the The researchers made an intriguing observation regarding localized variations in tick survival within the study's soil core enclosures. Interestingly, containers located only a few meters apart exhibited strikingly different rates of tick mortality. For instance, one container might show 80% tick survival, while its immediate neighboring container showed no surviving ticks at all. The precise cause of these substantial discrepancies in tick survival remains unclear. However, the study's findings suggest that environmental factors, such as arthropods or fungi, may be influencing these localized variations. It is possible that interactions with other organisms present in the soil, such as predators, parasites, or pathogens, play a role in the differential mortality rates observed among the ticks. Further investigation is needed to unravel the specific mechanisms behind these variations and to better understand the complex interactions between ticks and their environment. This knowledge is crucial for comprehending the dynamics of tick populations and the factors that influence their distribution and survival, ultimately aiding in the development of effective strategies for tick control and disease prevention. The research findings hold significant implications, particularly in light of the public health impact of tick-borne diseases. The study underscores the importance of directing interventions toward the larval stage of ticks, as they are the most susceptible during this phase of development. By targeting this vulnerable stage, researchers aim to develop effective strategies that can have a substantial impact on reducing tick populations and minimizing the risk of disease transmission. One potential strategy highlighted by the research is the development of vaccines for host species that can confer resistance to ticks. By vaccinating hosts against ticks, it becomes possible to disrupt the tick life cycle and reduce their overall population. This approach holds promise for mitigating the risk of tick-borne diseases and decreasing the burden they pose on public health. By understanding the vulnerabilities of ticks at different life stages and exploring innovative interventions, researchers can pave the way for more targeted and effective control measures. Such efforts have the potential to significantly reduce tick populations and consequently lower the incidence of tick-borne diseases, leading to improved public health outcomes. Moving forward, the research team plans to investigate the factors leading to localized tick mortality and delve deeper into the role host species, such as mice, deer and yes, humans, play in tick survival. The ultimate goal is to develop a comprehensive framework that can predict and effectively manage tick populations, Brunner said. This could in turn lead to improved public health outcomes. In addition to Brunner, the research was conducted by Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies scientists Shannon Ladeau, Mary Killilea, Elizabeth Valentine, Megan Shearer and Richard Ostfeld.